The Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter to sell something to goy, and even to put on the goy's behema that you take it out of your house, samach l'chashecha, on late Friday afternoon, as long as the goy is going to leave your house when still before Shabbos. That means if there's not enough time for the goy to leave your house before Shabbos, or if the goy makes a deal with you that even though there is enough time, but he is not going to be taking it out of your house until Shabbos begins. So in such a case, it'll be usher to sell to the goy on late Friday afternoon. And there's two reasons the Mishnah Berurah explains. First of all, because it looks like you told the goy to take it out of your house on Shabbos. So that's a maris ayin that looks like you told the goy to do hoitzah meshus toshus, to carry something out of your house into the shrabim, into the street on Shabbos. So this reason will not apply if there's eruv or if the city is fenced in. However, there's a second reason why you cannot sell something to the goy right before Shabbos if it's clear that it's going to be taken out on Shabbos. And that's because the maris ayin looks like you actually did the sale on Shabbos. And it's also do mekach memka, do business on Shabbos, and because of that maris ayin, it's a problem to sell or rent something out to a goy if it's clear that he's going to be taking it out on Shabbos, even if there's an eruv. And even if there won't be issue of Haitzah, there's still maris ayin, it looks like you did the business deal on Shabbos. The Ramah says that the Ari Shem says it's mutter to arrange that the goy will take it out on Shabbos if you designate a place in your house that will be for the goy, yichud malkum, and designate a place in your house that will be for the goy on Friday. So now, the guy had it in that place for when he sold to him late Friday afternoon, and he's taking out from that place to the great outdoors on Shabbos, so now he's not taking it out of the Yid's house on Shabbos. He's taking it out of his place, so to speak, in the Yid's house on Shabbos. So it's as if it's coming out of the guy's house, not the Yid's house. The Ramah says that the Yesh Lahachmer, once you're in Machmer, Mishnah explains not to rely on this heter, because it's not a good habit to get into it. The guy starts leaving the thing in the Yid's house, taking it out on Shabbos, because there will be Maris Ayin issues down the road. And the truth is, Mishnah Berurah says that many Achronim write that this whole heter is not a good heter. We don't pass this heter. Yichud Malkum, just designating a place in the Yid's house, is not good enough. And Lemaisa, even if it would be technically good enough, the Maris Ayin issues definitely exist. Therefore, one should not be Megal unless a big hefsed and a big tzarech. If the guy is a tough guy and there's no way you can be able to control what he does and when he buys things, when he takes things out of your house, so then Mishnah Berurah says we can make even without Yichud Malkum, even without designating a place for him. Because such a case with a tough guy, Chazal or not Gezer, the whole Gezer and the whole Maris Ayin. However, it's not a tough guy. Once you make sure to sell it to the guy early enough on Friday, there's enough time to take it out of your house before Shabbos and make sure that he doesn't plan on keeping it in your house until Shabbos, have him take it out before Shabbos. The Achronim say that if one rented out a room in his house to the guy for the whole Shabbos, the guy gave you a pruta, they gave you whatever it is, gave you a dollar to rent that room in your house for the whole Shabbos, that you shouldn't have to be machmer at all because that's mamish the guy's room in your house. And even that, the Magen Avraham, other Achronim say, you shouldn't be semech on this kula at all. Now the Bir Halacha discusses a case but really, the guy could have taken it out on Friday. You left enough time. The guy could have taken it out of your house on Friday. But it happens to be that he didn't. Now he comes to take it at night. So could you let him take it out or not? And he says, B'shas t'chak, you can make it even to give it to him. He was not a tough person. Since this is only because of Maris Ayin, we don't have to mach, but it's only for Shad, this is Drabonon, and no one's going to see if it's late at night. And there wasn't the arrangement you intentionally made. The guy just left it there. Now he's coming on Shabbos, take it out. You can let him take it out. Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch discusses something, a case that's very common nowadays. He says he allowed to give clothing to a goyish laundromat or skins to a goyish tanner to work on the skins late Friday afternoon if you're paying him not for the hour of work, not as a skriyoim, but rather as a kablum. You make up a fixed price. A kablum gets a fixed amount. We've had this in the past. A fixed amount that he gets for the job. So the goy is not being paid per hour. So even if he spends an hour on Shabbos working on your clothing or working on the tanning the leather, still, you're not paying him for the hour of Shabbos. Rather, you're paying him for the job. So, as long as you not tell him to do it on Shabbos, it's fine. He was being paid a fixed amount, or the Shulchan Aruch says also, he's not being paid a fixed amount, but he's doing it for free, presumably because you once did him a favor or something like that. So he's doing it for himself, because he wants to make the money that you made up with him, or for the two of us enough, for the favor that's worth it for him. Since you did not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he does not have to do it on Shabbos, he can do it before Shabbos, and there's not enough time before Shabbos, he can do it after Shabbos, as long as there's enough time that he can do it sometime not on Shabbos, whether before or after, and you did not tell him to do it on Shabbos, and the guy is doing it in his house, not in his house, there's no problem with Maris Ayin, and that's Motor. So it's very negated to giving shoes into a shoemaker, or even more common, clothing into a cleaner. Late Friday afternoon, the guy's cleaner is up all the way up to Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, you can give your suit into the cleaners, or clothing to the cleaners, as long as you do not demand to be ready by the time Shabbos is over. It's not going to be ready until sometime Monday, whatever it is, so we don't know if we'll do it on Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Maybe we suspect he'll do it on Shabbos, but since we're paying him a fixed amount, and everyone knows it's a fixed amount, you pay the cleaners nowadays, everyone knows it's a kablon, you pay whatever the official price is, he's doing it in his cleaners, in his place, not in your place, you did not tell him to do it on Shabbos, you can give it to him late Friday afternoon.